Hi, and welcome to The Universe and Man, Quantum Entanglement or Just Coincidence? Throughout this mini-series, we will be answering the question, how did studying the universe affect evolution and why was it important?
Perceive ourselves as creatures of the world and how we think we came to be. And so it's really interesting to see how different religions perceive the evolution of humankind and how different types of science have proven or disproven parts about how we came to be. And so overall, it's just...
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Universe and Man, Quantum Entanglement or Just Coincidence. Today was supposed to be an interview with my science teacher, Miss Watson. However, due to time constraints and availability of schedules, we are having a substitute episode with my neighbor, Annalise. She will be answering the questions that were previously from Miss Watson. So here we go. How are you today, Annalise?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So the first question is, what are some astronomical breakthroughs that have happened within the last century?
One of the most recent ones was the discovery of the black hole, or necessarily the picture of the black hole. That was the first picture that we've ever been able to see a black hole. And so that was a really cool discovery, and that was a really cool thing to see. Even in like the middle of school, people were showing each other, and it was posted, and everyone was super excited about that. Also, in 1971, a black hole was confirmed by the use of strong emission X-rays, and that was something really cool for the scientific community to be able to say, yes, this thing that we've discovered, we found one of them, and we found something to study. Another is the ability to study the ocean floor with the equipment that we're allowed to use in space now, which is the uses of satellites. And also in general, even if you think just about your phone every day, you have Google Maps, and that wouldn't be possible with the amount of space exploration and satellites and things like that that we have, and those developments like influencing how we use our phone and technology today.
Very good. This is all very true and good, solid information. Yes. Second question, has the studying of evolution of our planet changed how we perceive things on Earth?
Yes, I think it has. Evolution has heavily influenced the way we view the ancient world and the way we view religion and so many other things that are still prevalent in modern times. And so the evolution has influenced how we relate ourselves to the world and how we... Evolution has really changed the way we perceive how we came to be and how we relate to the universe.
Okay. Very good. Third question. Does space exploration help with scientific breakthroughs on Earth?
Definitely. Without the use of satellites, we would never be able to see our entire world the way we see it today. And without the different technologies that were developed to do space exploration, we wouldn't be able to explore the world how we do today. So I'd say especially the technology that we've developed and the idea that humankind can go anywhere if they put their minds to it has really encouraged scientific breakthroughs by exploring the world and space.
Yes, very good, very good. Should we continue to spend billions of dollars a year on studying space, or should we spend that money elsewhere?
And I don't think putting it to space is a bad thing at all. I think space, as people say, is the final frontier. And if we give up on exploring space, we give up trying to, you know, put ideas and put energy and put scientific breakthroughs towards an area that can, you know, expand on the rest of the world as we know it. By exploring space, we can better understand the world we live in. And by trying to explore in space by spending billions of dollars developing technology, we in turn develop technology that can help the world, even if it's intended for space. So I think it's very important.
Okay, very good. And final question, is space exploration necessary to help humans evolve in the future?
I think so. Based off of my last question, I think it's important because it helps us develop technology just in general. And by trying to do unique things that you wouldn't try to develop technology for on Earth, because space works differently than here on Earth, we're developing things that we wouldn't have developed otherwise, and therefore evolving humanity in a way that we wouldn't have otherwise. So I think it's important just to have like a unique area of creation that will be able to help the evolution of humankind and their technology and their belief and perspective.
This is all very good. Thank you, Annalise, again for filling in for Miss Watson today. That is all for today's episode of The Universe and Man, Quantum Entanglement, or Just Coincidence. Hope to see you tuning in next time. Bye!